Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Warriors and Trailblazers. Normally, it's a little bit of a homecoming for Dame Lillard, but that is not the case tonight. As a matter of fact, this Portland Trailblazer team doesn't look like any of the recent Portland Trailblazers teams that we have seen in the last few years. A very competent, well-run organization has turned into a little bit of a something of a mess these days. And to talk all about it and a chance of Steph Curry doing a near unthinkable and knocking down 16 threes for a record in a single game, we're very happy to say hello from Blazers.com, Casey Holdall, here on 95.7 The Game with Damon and Ray. Casey, thank you for your time tonight. How are you, sir?
No problem. I'm doing great. That was that intro kind of stung a little bit. I'll be perfectly honest with you, but probably not too much. Can't really argue with a whole lot of it either. So good to be on.
Yeah, no, thanks for coming on. And what we're looking for is some perspective. What has gone wrong with the Portland Trailblazers? We understand that the general manager that was no longer is. We understand that the owner that was no longer necessarily is. The backcourt that isn't going to be tonight with a collapsed lung and CJ McCollum. And obviously Dame Lillard isn't ready to go yet again. So it just feels like it's a much different circumstance that this team exists in this year as opposed to just last.
Yeah, they're not in a particularly good way right now. You're absolutely right. And, you know, the issues kind of stem from the fact that, you know, the Blazers have not been a very good defensive team as of the last few seasons. As a matter of fact, they've been a historically poor defensive team over the past few seasons. And this offseason, rather than kind of trying to address some of those things through personnel, or at least to the extent that probably was necessary, they decided that they would fire Terry Stotts and hire Chauncey Billups. And, you know, Neil O'Shea, who is no longer with the team, but at the time, obviously made the hire and basically got in front of everyone and basically said that the issue wasn't the roster, the issue was the coaching. And with better coaching, this team would be a better defensive team. And I don't know that I would say it's been better or worse under Chauncey Billups as far as like coaching is concerned, but the defense has not improved. I mean, they've tried to play a more aggressive, more trapping style of defense rather than more of a drop defense, which is what they played under Terry Stotts. That has not resulted in an improvement on the defensive end. I believe they are 30th in defensive efficiency. They were 29th last season. And so you have a team that while they're not as good as they were even last season, maybe the season before that. I mean, basically, they still have an efficient offense and an incredibly poor defense. And, you know, it's just hard to win at a level that you need or consistently as you need to in the Western Conference if you are consistently one of the worst defensive teams in the NBA. So, you know, that's kind of where the issues stem from on a competition perspective. And then, you know, there's a workplace investigation about toxic work environment at the practice facility, at the team's practice facility in Tualatin. And after that investigation, the team moved to dismiss Neil O'Shea after nearly 10 years for violating the team's code of conduct. And, you know, when a guy, you know, is your general manager, team president for quite a few years and then leaves, you know, I think kind of people start to wonder kind of what's next. And so I think that's where a lot of the rumors and the speculation about Damian Lillard's future and, is the backcourt going to be able to stay together? And is this team, as constructed, actually capable of being a better defensive team? That's kind of where they're at right now.
He covers the Portland Trail Blazers for Blazers.com. Casey Holdall here on 95.7 The Game. So, you know, we know that Dame Lillard is part and parcel to anything the Portland Trail Blazers are. You said that, you know, the coaching was in question. So here is Chauncey Billups. What is the relationship between Lillard and Billups? Is that off to a good start?
It actually is. They have quite a good relationship. Damian, you know, was talking, I shoot around today about, you know, the rumors about how maybe he wants out or he's requested a trade. And, you know, he was basically, not basically, he said emphatically, he's like, one, I haven't requested a trade. And two, I'm in there working with Chauncey every single day to try to figure out how we can improve. And, you know, talking to Damian a few days ago, you know, unprompted, he brought up how much he appreciated Chauncey and how, you know, they haven't gotten the results yet that anyone would want, but that he really appreciates the way that he deals with the team and the way that he talks to the team and the honesty that he brings to the team. And, you know, that's something that you know, he's kind of gotten knocked on a little bit lately, and which is a bit surprising to me because, you know, under Terry Stotts, you know, Terry was very reluctant to ever criticize players in public. I mean, basically, he refused to do it. And Chauncey, while I wouldn't say he's necessarily criticized players, he has been honest about what he feels like has been some of the issues, which is, you know, a lack of effort and a lack of intensity and a lack of focus. And, you know, I think particularly if you watch the Blazers early in games, they consistently get down, you know, 8 to 10 points to even teams with less talent, let alone teams that are great like the Warriors. So I think he's got a pretty good point there. And, you know, so I think people kind of read those quotes sometimes and maybe they raise your eyebrow a little bit because it's like, oh, boy, is the coach kind of calling out the effort or questioning whether or not guys are really putting their best out there. And, you know, I think in today's NBA, that's a legitimate concern. I mean, obviously, you know, it is a player's league and, you know, they do kind of run the show. So you do have to mind your P's and Q's in that regard. But Chauncey Billups, a former player himself, has obviously had a lot of success as a player. We've seen throughout the years the coaches who played in the league tend to have better, I won't say access, but a better way about talking to players, or at least it carries more from former players when you're critiquing current players than I think it does under guys who didn't play. So, you know, while the team hasn't gotten off to the start that anyone would like to see, I think particularly with Damian, like, I think he's very satisfied with Chauncey Billups. And again, he wants to win more, but he's also been, you know, very, very honest about the fact that he needs to be better. And he has, you know, an abdominal issue that has kind of dogged him for the last couple of seasons. And it now seems to be getting worse after playing in the Olympics this summer. So, I mean, that's obviously not helping the team a whole lot either. So, you know, they haven't had a chance to kind of get it all on track yet. It's yet to be seen if that's ever going to happen. At least under Chauncey Billups, I don't know. I mean, obviously, with the new general manager, Joe Cronin, they might decide to make some changes personnel-wise. Neil O'Shea, kind of one of the things that people complained the most about him was that his kind of devotion to C.J. McCollum and how, you know, despite a lot of people thinking that maybe that backcourt needed to be broken up, he was steadfast and emphatic that he was not going to do that. So, you know, under a new general manager now, perhaps they go that direction, or perhaps they just look to do some different things. You know, I think, you know, the team is going to actually have their first press conference tomorrow where we're kind of get in front of Joe and figure out kind of where his head is at and where management's head is at. So, you know, TBD on that. But, yeah, I mean, as far as Dame and Chauncey's relationship goes, I think it's actually great. That's one of the, you know, there's
it's one of the things that is working. Here, we want to get in one more question real quick.
Yeah,
here,
yeah.
Casey.
As a practical matter, I mean, Jody Allen has been very much hands off as an owner. So, who reorganizes the front office around which Chauncey Billups operates? I mean, that seems to be an enormous hole in trying to restructure what you've got.
Yeah, and I mean, a couple things there. Yeah, Jody has not been very vocal, or at least been very public. You know, you hear that she does kind of give her opinions on quite a few things, particularly the coaching search this summer. But you're right that she is maybe not as hands-on of an owner as you might get in some other markets. Bert Cold, who has worked for the organization for years and years, way back. I mean, he was Paul Allen's roommate back at Washington State, is on the board. And my understanding is that he does a lot of the, or he at least kind of instigates a lot of those conversations and a lot of those searches. Dwayne Hankins, who is the team's new president of the business side. I'm sure we'll have some input on that. Joe Cronin, obviously, I think will be involved there. And I think Chauncey's going to get a say as well. So, you know, you're right that it's not necessarily the kind of standard or traditional ownership in the NBA. And, you know, we'll kind of see how that shakes out here. I think that's, it's a very good question. And I don't even know that I'm necessarily, you know, in the right position to give you an answer for it. I think we're going to find that out over the next month or so.
Casey, thank you very much. Do appreciate your time tonight. Happy holidays.
Same to you guys. Take care.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.